Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
From Reston today at the Shar Bar, we're Grant and Danny. You're locked into the Fan. Come on out and hang with us. We'll be here until 6:30. We're at the JW Marriott. Just opened very recently. Beautiful new building out here in Reston. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. Congrats, you're winning a pair of tickets to see the Foo Fighters and Queens of the Stone Age take cover tour 2026. It's Monday, August 17th. The show's at Nats Park. For tickets, which are on sale now, and more event information, go to thefandc.com. This is all courtesy of Live Nation. Speaking of tickets, when you come out here to Shar Bar today, we're actually raffling off a pair of tickets, two pairs. We've got two winners we're going to pull today for the Commanders and the Broncos at home on the final day of November. So come on out and hang with us and try to win Commanders tickets.
American Legion Bridge. That's the one.
American Legion.
We're sitting here trying to think of it. I couldn't think of it. Grant couldn't think of it. A couple of listeners couldn't think of it. We're looking it up. You guys don't understand the reference,
yes.
And you shouldn't. It's the American Legion Bridge.
Well, the reference was it's not a real bridge.
Yep.
Everyone calls it a bridge.
Yep.
You don't notice it being a bridge. It feels like the Beltway.
Because it goes over water for a second.
Traffic is just inexplicably terrible there every single time. And, yeah, I think that's what we were talking about.
Yeah, it's like the Clara Barton Parkway and the George Washington Parkway are just like doing the mime mirror images of each other for several miles or just looking across at each other. They don't like each other. And it's connecting to them. It's super close. And it's very short, and that was the name of the bridge. No one could remember it, and we did. We got it. We did it.
It is time for your Beltway Blitz on Grant and Danny. We'll cover college football and the Commanders. Let's start on the hardwood.
The Washington Wizards.
Varun Shankar, the Washington Post, covers the Wiz. They've got a home game tonight. Their court is going to look really weird because they're doing that NBA Cup thing. Varun, how has this gone over in terms of popularity with hoops people, with casuals, and give us a little preview of the Cup.
Yeah, it's a work in progress just because the interest for the Cup as a separate entity has not been there. And the teams that have won it have not really treated it, winning it as a matter of, you know, great importance. I mean, the Bucks, I think, won it last year. And if you look at how the Bucks viewed their last season, I don't think that they would see it as a success despite that. And so there's room to go, especially with just the structure of North American sports and how different this is compared to that, it's going to take some time for people to get adjusted to it and maybe value it the way that the NBA would like them to.
Keyshawn George has been awesome through eight games. Of late, though, it feels like maybe a couple adjustments have been made. Maybe he's the top of the scouting report now for some of the opponents. What have you made of him here over the last week plus?
Yeah, it's been an adjustment for him. I think that you're seeing him deal with some extra attention from defenses. You're still seeing some of the stuff that he's done well, his patience in the pick and roll, his ability to make reads. And it's going to be a work in progress for him to now adjust to being someone that is actively planned for. I mean, I would think it's pretty clear to right now that he's number one on the opposing team scouting report, like you said. And that was not the case last year. That was not the case to start the season. But now it absolutely is. And teams have adjusted to him. how does he adjust back? I think that he's shown some signs of being able to continue the success that he's had in the early part of this season, but it's going to be a work in progress. Young players, the toughest thing for them is always going to be consistency. So it's going to be up and down at times, for sure.
To that point on consistency, I know it's only been 8 games. I feel really good about what we're seeing from Alex Saar. How about you?
You have to feel really good. I mean, I published a piece yesterday in the Washington Post that looked at some of the improvements he's made from year one to year two. And in year one, he did a lot of things that made his long-term future as a center worrisome, to be quite honest, because his aggressiveness inside, his ability to finish inside, his rebounding were all very bad. And this year, he's taken massive strides in each of those areas. It's still very early, but he's playing with a lot more force. He's playing with a lot better approach inside. He's playing inside out rather than outside in, which is what he did last year. And you're seeing a lot more efficiency because of that. You're seeing a lot more early success because of that. And the defense for him was good last year, and it's taken a whole different step right now.
Isn't this also perfect if he plays like he's playing, Keyshawn George, your Trey Johnson flashes, and they're 1-7? Isn't that the whole point?
Yes and no. It is absolutely the point for them to be 1-7. They have the top 8 protected pick to the Knicks. They have to finish with the bottom 4 record in the league to guarantee a top 8 selection, and I think that they are going to try very hard to get that. However, I do think that if you're the Wizards, you want to see progress on the court when you have your key guys out there, and you specifically want to see it on defense. This is a team that wants to build a defensive identity, and they have not done so through the first 2 full seasons that Brian Keefe has had with this team. Last year, you're playing a lot of rookies. Sure, that's fair. This year, you've got players like Saar. You've got players like George. You've got players like Bilal Coulibaly, who came back from injury and looked pretty good on defense. You want to see that when those 3 guys are on the court together, you want to see that they're able to make an impact, not just as individual defenders, not just in moments, but the overall statistics. I think the Wizards are 29th in defensive rating right now. That's a number they absolutely want to see improve. And we talked about Saar's excellent defense inside. He has been excellent, but he's also had an extraordinarily difficult assignment protecting the rim because the Wizards have allowed tons and tons of rim attempts. I think last time I checked, Saar had defended the most shots inside 6 feet for any player in the NBA. He had defended 93 such shots. The second highest player was at 63. The gap between first and second is the same as the gap between second and like 70-something. So the Wizards need to do a much better job of making his job easier, and that starts with being better on the perimeter. Communicating better, on-ball defense needs to be better, overall aggression needs to be better.
Run super quick, a guy that hasn't kind of found his footing this year is Bob Carrington. All the bad numbers are up, turnovers, all the good numbers are down, field goals, shooting percentage, you know, assists, everything across the board, not what he was doing last year. Where do you see him?
Yeah, it's been weird for Bob. I think that he's probably had the most instability with his role so far this year. You have an adjustment first off, just that he's going to have a lot more ball handling responsibilities than he did last season with Jordan Poole at the door, and I think that they want to have Bub have more of an on-ball role. That's part of it. There's also the part of it where after, you know, 5 games in the lineup, when Coulibaly came back, Carrington was moved to the second unit, and now he has to adjust to playing with a whole different group of players. So part of it is that. Part of it is also he's a very young player. He is younger than all of the others. I think all of the Wizards young guys are older than him, except for Trey Johnson and Will Riley. So this is someone who's young, even for his draft class, and sometimes it takes players a little bit longer. No guarantee that it will eventually click for Carrington, but it's still very early in his career.
Varun, thank you. We appreciate you.
Yep, of course.
Let's keep the blitz moving.
College football.
You won't say college football, big voice
big
guy.
Big voice guy.
Scott Docterman of The Athletic covers the college football. Joins us now on Grant and Danny. Scott, the University of Virginia is currently a playoff team. They're ranked in the top 12. What do you make of the Cavaliers and their road ahead?
Yeah, I look at the Cavaliers and they've just had such an amazing run. And in some ways, it's lucky bounces. I mean, you look at Louisville winning in overtime, North Carolina by a fraction of an inch. even Washington State. But I think they've got some, you know, a couple of tough games coming up against teams that are capable of beating them if they do not play well, and that's Wake Forest and at Duke. I think both of these teams are not necessarily good teams, but they're bowl teams, and Duke is probably a little bit better, and going on the road is going to be a challenge for Virginia. However, the Cavaliers have played really well this year. They're angling to get into the ACC championship, and if you win the ACC championship, you're going to be in the tournament, and I think that's something that none of us would have expected a couple of months ago, but I think they put themselves in that position with some really solid play, and again, the right bounce is at the right time.
Do you think they need, talking about Virginia, need to win that ACC championship to get in the playoff?
I do. They would have to. If they have two losses, then you enter the conversation with Big Ten and SEC teams with two losses. And I think, from what I've seen anyway, that most of the Big Ten and SEC teams with two losses are teams that probably we would all expect to beat Virginia head-to-head. Now, that could change, but I think that you look at Virginia right now, and if you say, hey, if they're 12-1, you know, they should probably at least host a game. If they're 11-2, how do they line up against potentially like an Oregon or a Texas or, you know, a couple of other teams in the SEC and Big Ten? And I don't know that they stack up real well at this point.
Scott, this BYU Texas Tech game's got to be the top game as far as billing nationally. Number 7 against number 8. Get in price is starting at $375 in Lubbock. It's a noon kick, and Texas Tech, the number 8 team in the country, is actually favored by 10.5 points. How do you see it going?
I like Texas Tech. I think they're just they were surprised out in Phoenix, but Texas Tech is a really it's a complete team in every single facet of game. I mean, I think, you know, going to Arizona State was a surprise loss, but then they since have bounced back with 83 points in wins against Oklahoma State and Kansas State. And the way that they've ran roughshod over everybody, I just think that they are complete in every area. Defensively, they're the best team in the Big 12. Offensively, they've got pieces everywhere that really fit, and BYU has played well this year. I mean, don't get me wrong, I think it's been an impressive run for BYU, because after losing their quarterback in the offseason, and Bear Bachmeyer has come in and played really well, and they had a pretty big win against Iowa State on the road a couple weeks ago. But I don't know that, you know, again, I think home and field advantage really plays a factor here for the Red Raiders. So I expect Texas Tech to win. And then those two teams are probably the best two contenders in the Big 12 for the college football playoff. Maybe Utah has a chance to kind of sneak into that party as well. But we could be seeing this matchup again in about 4 weeks in Arlington.
Scott, give me a team or two that maybe outside the rankings looking in that we've kind of forgotten about, right, that could still make some noise, and maybe whether it's jump back in or be the fly in the ointment or something like that. Give me a team that maybe we're overlooking at this point, because, you know, all we see is that top group that's already in the playoff now if it started today.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I think if you get outside like the top 15 or so, I mean, I think the game I'm watching probably the closest is Oregon and Iowa. Oregon's 9, Iowa's 20, and I think Iowa has a chance to win that game. Not only being at home, it's going to be inclement weather, potentially snow against Oregon, which would probably knock down a little bit of their.
Give me a snow piece.
You could have a snow game. It's supposed to rain at minimum, but you're going to limit that speed, and then it comes down to physicality, and Iowa's as good as it gets there. But, I mean, I think, you know, some of the AAC teams, I mean, they're really bunched together. Somebody's going to get in out of there. I think Memphis and Tulane play tonight. Memphis is not in the top 25, but there's one group of five champion that gets in. I think they're there. I think USF, I'm sorry. I think USF has got a really good chance too. They were kind of the darlings of the early season in beating Boise State and Florida. But I think that they also have a chance here if they can get in the AAC championship game, that I think they got a chance to get in there, and they're just slightly outside the top 25.
Quick follow-up on that. I know we're running up against it here, but is Iowa good offensively or better than they have been? I mean, they were so terrible for so long. How would they beat Oregon? I know their defense is elite, but do they have enough firepower now?
They averaged 31 points a game. I mean, wow. This is a team that beat their biggest rivals, Wisconsin and Minnesota, combined 78-3.
Wow.
And they run the ball with effectiveness. Their quarterback, Mark Gronkowski, is the winningest quarterback in college football history. He came from South Dakota State, where he won two national titles. He doesn't have a big arm, but it's very productive, and he has 11 rushing touchdowns thus far this year. So they've leaned to kind of more option football and also throwing with more precision. And so where they're not explosive, and Oregon is, they are very productive and precise. And I think that's something that they could really compete with against Oregon or just about any other team in the Big Ten.
Scott, thank you as always, man. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Appreciate you.
Got it. Hit that Local 53 sounder, please. My guy, that's Michael Phillips with music. Odyssey Richmond joins us to talk about the Washington football gentlemen. Michael, obviously Jaden Daniels is the headline, but are we talking enough about the fact that Terry McLaurin's not going to play and nobody really seems that concerned about it?
Well, I think people are kind of over the Terry McLaurin story because it's been going on for so long. I think everybody's also making peace with you're not going to travel him to Madrid and play on a soccer field there. You're going to give him the extra week, which gives you the bye. So we're not going to see him until after the bye. I think it's silly to second guess playing him in Kansas City at this point. I think that was a sensible thing to do because he had been cleared. I think the second guessing remains the holdout and how that was handled, and I think everybody's pretty exhausted with that story by now.
How about the Daniels story and the fact that he avoided catastrophic injury? They're not putting him on IR. Tells me they think he might be able to come back sooner than later.
I'm really confused by this. Maybe you boys can help me out. Because, yeah, that's the story this morning. Avoided catastrophic injury, not going on IR. But you also have these reports from reputable people I trust, who say he may not come back this season. It depends how the team is doing. And I have a really hard time reconciling those two things. I mean, to me, if Jaden Daniels is healthy, Jaden Daniels plays football. There's not a lot of gray area in that for me. That tells me that something's just not quite exact here in terms of what we know.
Joe Witt's going to move about 65, 70 yards to change his vantage point. How big of an impact do you expect that to have on a defense that has been atrocious going up against a Detroit Lions offense that has been good?
Well, and you got the news today. Two safeties are questionable, Quan Martin, Tyler Owens. I mean, it's just the hits keep coming in terms of injuries and attrition. I don't think strategically it matters. I don't think in the big scheme of things it matters. I was intrigued by the fact that he shared that the players wanted him to come down. Some of the players asked him to. There's a lot of young guys get that instruction on the sideline. But I also love that the players are still asking for things. I think that's one of the storylines this week is the guys have not checked out. I know the national group wanted the story to be players revolt on Dan Quinn for leaving Jaden in the game. That has not been the case. The team is still very much together and fighting for these guys.
What do you expect on Sunday against Detroit?
Well, I expect them to lose. I think everybody does. I also think the revenge element here is very real. I mean, these guys pantsed the Lions as the one seed, the 15-win team at home in the playoffs in a year where they were talking about the Super Bowl. I don't think that's been forgotten, and I think, unfortunately, they're going to take it out on them this weekend because I know the Lions haven't looked great, but I think they will be dialed in for this one. I would love to declare it a moral victory on Monday on my radio show and have everybody calling in and getting mad at me for doing that. But I think if the defense plays faster, plays smarter, makes strides, I think we can feel good coming out of this one.
I wanted to ask about that. Like, to me, any progress, that includes not losing by 21 or 23 or 24 or
that's
whatever
the
each
bar
week.
Now?
Like, that to me just shows some growth. As long as they don't get blown out, I guess I'll be more pleased.
Philly,
right?
Yesterday.
Is that fair?
Danny and I were talking about this to his point, and I'm like, you know, I don't think they can win, but I think they could keep this within 8 or 9 points. It's like, wow, it's that bad? That's what we're talking about on Thursday?
We got there really quickly, didn't we? But also, watch the line. It was 10 to start the week and has been sliding down ever since. Somebody believes in these guys. I don't think it's us, but somebody believes that these guys can get it together. And look, here's the thing that's confused me all season long. On paper, there is still talent here. I like Mikey Sanders still. I think he's a really good player. Bobby Wagner is good at football, indisputably, and Deron Payne's having an incredible contract year. It's not like there is no talent on this defense. They've been sloppy. They've been forcing it. They've been making mistakes. And on offense, the O-line, which has a ton of talent on paper, by the way, this O-line is better than the one they fielded last year that kept Jaden safe. They haven't been playing well. They haven't meshed. But there's indisputably talent there. They've just got to put it together.
Michael, thank you, buddy.
Take care, boys.
There's Michael Phillips, Odyssey in Richmond and the Richmonder. Let's do this next. Who do you want more out of? We'll start with the offensive side of the ball, then we can get into the defensive side of the ball. But it's the midway point of the season. Who needs to start showing up a little more than they have? Live from Char Bar and Reston, will be here until 6:30 at the JW Marriott. You can come on out and hang with us. We're Grant and Danny on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When do we party till, Danny?
Closing? Then nope. You got to go?
Party till we...
Call an Uber.
No.
I don't know. What are you getting at?
Party till we die.
Oh, I should have gotten that. I know that. I knew that.
Char Bar, Reston. We are hanging out at the JW Marriott back in our Half Street Studios. Darris Dameron, Ryan Clary holding down the fort. Toby's out here keeping us up to date on everything going on in sport. Who do you need more out of? Commanders offense. I'm going to open up the phones on this for you. It's been only a couple opportunities to get to the phones today, so I want to try to see how you guys are feeling going into this game on Sunday at 800-636-1067. And we'll chat with you as you get out here, taking you up to 630. Remember, we're giving away tickets to Commanders Broncos. If you're on site, make sure you fill out our cards here for an opportunity to win our raffle. We got two pairs of tickets we're going to be raffling off before we say goodbye in 2 hours. But let's start on the offensive side of the ball, Danny. We can go back and forth on this. A player they need more out of starting on Sunday if they're going to beat the Lions is?
Zach Ertz leads the team in drops. He's comically short of first downs on tough catches in traffic. But they don't really have many viable options in the pass game. I need you to settle under those zones. I need you to get a little more depth on those routes. I need you to fall forward because we know you're going to catch and fall. They don't get enough out of the tight end spot right now in terms of receiving options, especially given how little they have on the outside. A little more from Zach Ertz, please.
My sweet boy, Jalen Lane, 23-year-old rookie out of Virginia Tech, the fourth-round pick. 14 catches, 171 yards on the season. There have just been too many recent withdrawals, I would say, right? Like the withdrawal that makes up for a couple deposits on special teams, you lose a fumble, killed them. Week before against the Chiefs, misplayed a kickoff, ball goes out at the one, kills you. Now, those are special teams things, but he slipped and falled a couple of times as a wide receiver. He's dropped a pass on a dig route at one point. And the opportunity is there. Because they're not really tapping into veterans on the waiver wire, or they don't think there's players that are better out there. Terry McLaurin's not playing in this game, already ruled out. Deebo Samuel is not a true wide receiver. Now, Luke McCaffrey's down for the year. So it's Chris Moore. I mean, heck, Treylon Burks was playing a ton last week. Robbie Anderson, I'm sure, will be elevated and a part of the team again on Sunday. So if you're Jalen Lane, there's no real reason why you can't get 4, 5, 6 targets, 2 or 3 catches in a game. He's only caught 2 balls in a game once since week 3. I should say one time other than the Dallas game this season. So with that having been said, I just want more out of him. I think the opportunities will be there going forward.
Bill, that's my answer. Love the guy. Got no issue with him in general. So this is partly a team production thing. Maybe it's a Cliff thing. Maybe it's a Line thing. Maybe it's a Bill thing too. Don't care. Let me go back through the last several games. 3.6 a pop. Well, what will we do for that, by the way? That was against Chicago. That's dreamscape compared to what we've seen in the last 3 weeks.
That's Brian Robinson.
Yeah, 2.5 a pop, 2.8 a pop, and 3.2 a pop. Their run game has been dreadful. For all the, you got to run and dang ball, establish the run, Fletcher County people. Where? We're just supposed to do that. No one's running, no space. I need a little bit more. Get the football in his hands in better spots. Maybe it's running to the outside. Maybe it's you flip him something early downs. Maybe it's a screen. I don't know. Maybe it's something we haven't even heard of. And maybe it's your odds are it's your basic white cotton underpants. Maybe it's something different. I don't know, but we're not getting much out of Bill.
But what if it's something you haven't seen before? What if it's something amazing?
It's exotic, right? We're in the trust tree
sexy
with the nest.
And exotic. Mm-hmm. Josh Connerly, the right tackle. This is a rookie right tackle who I still believe in. I still think will be a star in this league. He's got the size. He's got the athleticism. He's got the footwork. He's got the mobility. He's got it all. Checks every box.
Yes.
The season has been a bit of a up and down roller coaster.
Yeah.
For Josh Connerly. I'd like to see him just lock it in now. Second half, let's roll downhill. Probably not going to start this week with Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah.
If I had to guess.
Yeah.
The best pass rusher in football in terms of pressures this season. But I need just more consistency out of him. He's 11th among tackles and snaps. He's been on the field. He's been durable. They run a lot of plays. But he's got 8 penalties that have been accepted against him this year. He's given up 6 sacks via PFF, which is 68th at the position. It's just too much being allowed. I'd like to see him get more consistent.
Jermaine McNichols, not his fault, by the way. I'm going to talk to Cliff. I'm like, whoa, my God, Cliff, your voice is so deep. Anyway, after I get over that, I'll go, have you noticed when you throw the ball to Jermaine McNichols, good things happen? Have you been watching? Have you seen what happens? You throw him the ball, 5 turns into 15. He turns the 2, a check down, into 10, breaking a tackle, making plays. That's at a premium right now. I get it if you had Terry, you had Debo, you had an in-his-prime NFL tight end capable of breaking a tackle or getting away from somebody. I would get if everything was humming, and it's like, dude, I got so many mouths to feed on my checklist, I don't have time. There's not really anybody that's prioritizing. There's no screaming, I need the football in my hands right now with this offense. He's been as good as anybody with the ball in his hands. Please do it.
Who do you need more out of offensively? Yesterday we did an entire topic on this, went into detail on this, but Cliff Kingsbury, I need you to find some answers. You don't have the personnel on the outside to win in man. I agree. You are at a disadvantage based on injuries and the attrition of the season. That's true. You are without your great playmaker who makes you right at quarterback, Jaden Daniels. I get it. And yet, heavy lies the crown, my friend. This is why we pay you those millions of dollars. And this is why, by the way, you're going to be a head coach probably next season or the year after, because you can solve problems, because when things aren't going well, you can figure it out. I know you can. Get under center a couple of times. Let's go play action. Let's move the pocket a little bit with some bootlegs. What do you say, coach? Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. Who do you need more out of? Commander's offense. Let's go to Drew in Graysonville on the Fan. Hey, Drew, how are you?
Hey, good, guys. So, you know, this weekend I'm looking to try to get as much out of the tailgate as possible because I don't have a lot of
That's a good line.
You need
hope
more
on
out
the
of the
field.
Tailgate.
I mean, look, I'd love to see us.
That popped the Charbar, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, Charbar felt
the Charbar
good
gave
that.
You snaps right there.
What,
they liked it.
What's the tailgate looking like for this weekend, by the way? What's the plan?
So it's all Detroit. Detroit has kind of funny food.
Yep.
But shawarma, it turns out shawarma is a big Detroit thing, and so is corned beef sandwiches, but they make them on onion rolls, not rye bread, and Greek salad, Greek dips, Detroit pizza.
Yeah, Coney
and,
dogs, that in-between.
Dogs, like
the Chicago slash New York pizza that went into a seedy motel room and it came out and it was Detroit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like a square kind of.
Right.
I'm a Detroit guy. By
the way, can we talk about it? Detroit pizza is really good, right?
Yep.
I mean, I think New York pizza, Chicago pizza get a lot of the headlines. We don't talk enough about Detroit
that
pizza.
That grandma style Detroit style gets slept on. I have always maintained that. I firmly believe it.
Are you still there, or did we talk too much about
Detroit?
We
talked too much about Detroit pizza.
Sorry, buddy.
That's our fault.
It sounds like he just wants his tailgate to
deliver. I will tell you this. Better that that was it, because he fired his zing off, and it was really, really good.
Yeah, it popped
You leave
crowd.
The people wanting more.
As a stand-up comedian, you know, sometimes you just have to walk off on that.
Yeah, and I never do. What I like to do is get a nice laugh, and then, oh, that's 45 more minutes, and then I overstay my welcome, and people are kind of tired at the end. But I had more to say.
He did not. We appreciate the phone call. You can hit us up 800-636-1067. I am curious. You know, he mentions the tailgate, just about the energy at the stadium.
Yeah.
Because early in the season, if you look at the Commanders' results at home, they were destroying teams. And going back to last year, it was kind of fun to be back there, right? You got a Hail Mary. You're seeing Jaden get out and do work. And the offense is dynamic and prolific and one of the most fun in the league. We're selling T-shirts that say they never punt the football. Well, now all of a sudden, you went to the home game against the Bears that they fumbled away. You went to the home game after that this past week against the Seahawks, and they were down 28-0. Felt very, very familiar as you're taking that long stroll to the bathroom at halftime.
Yeah.
Down 31-7.
Down 31.
They've lost three games in a row by 21 or more. First time in 24 years for this team that's happened. They've lost three games in a row by 21 or more. No team in the league has done that since 2020 when the Jags did it 5 years ago. So it's gotten really ugly, and I'm wondering, does that show up at the box office, so to speak? Do fans – I'll give you an example. My wife's a season ticket holder. With the kids now, she can only get to a few games a year.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of her games, okay? Her mom, though – has to watch four kids under six with a baby,
a baby,
and this morning I'm hearing scuttlebutt that maybe my wife's not going to the game.
Ooh.
And I text her, I'm like, why wouldn't you go to the game? She's like, well, my mom has to deal with four kids, and it's not that easy, and I don't want to ask her to do it. And I'm like, wait, last week you were all excited, what happened? One time you get kicked in the teeth 28-0, and she's like,
that'll do it.
Is it really worth it for me? Like, should I spend $200 on a babysitter or not? I wonder how many people are having that conversation.
And it's a legitimate one, by the way. It's relatable. I'll do this a quick anecdote, by the way. This actually happened. My son got me so bad yesterday. He goes, Dad, you know how bad the Commanders have lost their last three games? I said, yeah, buddy. They got the doors blown off. He goes, well, what's the total? I was like, what do you mean? He goes, how many points have they lost by over the last three games? I'm like, it's like 21 or more each time. He goes, no, what's the total? So I went back and looked. I was like, well, they lost by 24 to Seattle, 24, plus 21 against Kansas City, so that's 45.
This is a long
and lost
way
by 22
joke, okay,
for Dallas. And I went, so it's, and he goes, 60! I'm like, in my face. He's 6. He couldn't even wait for me to,
six,
to get to the total. He 6'7" me so hard.
I
and
saw
I went,
that
yeah, I get
bit
it.
Coming from a mile
I
away.
I didn't sniff it out at all. I was like, I thought it was.
Well, he didn't really do that.
100% he did. I thought he was legitimately curious to me. I thought he was like, oh, I actually, what's they've been blown out. What's the score? I thought he was showing interest in my work.
There is
for a split
zero
second.
Chance that really happened.
100%. He's 12 years old. That's what he lives
yeah,
for.
But he knows how much they lost by three games in a row.
I'm sure somebody told him. He spent 80% of his day on the internet. The other percent of the day is playing video games on the internet, on Roblox. That's what he does.
I'll take your word for it. If you're saying it really happened, I think it
I mean,
was
he got me
just
so bad.
An opportunity for you to tee up a 6'7" joke, and you couldn't.
You
miss
think I'm making 6'7" jokes?
I think that's exactly what just happened.
I'm sure it's a great joke. I got 6'7"'d so hard, and I was embarrassed because I didn't see it coming.
Who do we need to see more out of? Commanders defense. Let's get to the other side of the ball. We could just say everybody and then talk about food.
The
for a
defense
while.
And Joe
yeah,
Witt.
We could just say the entire defense. What else should we talk about? Movies? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. Sharbart, Reston, J.W. Merritt, the scene of the show today. We're giving away Commanders Broncos tickets for the end of November. Got to be here to fill out an opportunity to win a pair of tickets. We're here until 6:30 on Grant and Danny today at what is a really, really cool bar. They got great, awesome drinks and, for your pals, delicious food.
Every time. I had the steak frites. Thank you very much. It was dynamite, out of this world good.
Did you do steak frites?
I did steak frites this time. It's not something I've done before. Not in general, of course, but here. And it was divine. And we've had little burger shooters. I might have had, I think, 206 total.
The burger shooters just keep on coming.
Yeah.
They are delicious.
They are good.
They are Kobe beef, if you're familiar with that.
I am.
The bread is also, I don't know what it's made out of. I think it's like
joy.
Perfection.
Yeah,
it's
happiness.
Made out of perfection. And then the cheese is melted just so.
Good memories is what the cheese comes
from.
To me, it's an issue of quality control. I have to make sure everyone is good, and they all have been.
Just make sure.
They all have been.
I don't want anyone to have one that's not good.
Right? And so, you know, you're welcome.
Let's go to the phones. Drew is in Fredericksburg on Grant and Danny. What's up, Drew? How are you? We're talking Commanders Lions ahead of Week 10.
Hey guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Got it, buddy.
I was just saying I've got a little background. I went to the Monday Night Massacre back in the Philly game where we got blown out, and it was like 59-0.
Michael Vick.
That was Vick.
First play of the game, 88 yards to DeSean Jackson over top of LeRon Landry.
Oh, horrible guys, horrible guys. So we had free tickets actually to the Seattle game, and I was thinking for a second, hey, we have four tickets. I could take my kids there. You know, it'd be past their bedtime, but you know what? I could take my kids there. We could get my dad. You know, it'll be a great time. See Jaden Daniels live. It'll be wonderful. Then I went back to Monday Night Massacre, and I was like, I can't do it. I have a feeling. And lo and behold, I woke up after I didn't watch the rest of that horde game, and I saw the score, and I just said, and I saw that Jaden Daniels got injured, and I was just like, thank God that I did not take my kids at their first game to see that transpire, because that would have been horrendous. And the fact that we haven't like fired anybody, we haven't gotten rid of anybody, because of how inept the last couple games. You get beat 21 points, and that's consistent. Somebody's got to go. And so, anyways, I'm just hoping out for next season, and we'll hopefully roll something back out that's better.
Appreciate
than
you, dude. Very relatable content, my friend. Both in the I can't believe everything's the same. I can't believe that. Everyone should feel insulted to some degree that's the case. But two, the taking your kids, like. My sons do not want to go to Nationals games. They've been, each individually, probably like 3 to 5 times, maybe even more than that if I'm not really counting them up right. I think they're like 1-14 in the combined times that they've gone. And so I saw them great. They've never seen them be any good at any point in their lives that they can remember. Not exciting with them. Same with the Wizards, whatever, and they don't really have a lot of hockey connections. So the point is, it's like you got to be pick and choose a little bit, right? You're hoping that some good memories are built.
There's something to that, because I got my nephew tickets to a couple games over the years. I remember one of them was, it's a weird name reference today, is he's officially out at Fox, but when Mark Sanchez started his game for Washington, I had my nephew there, and they got obliterated. It was like 45-10 or something ridiculous. And another game that I got him tickets for, they got almost equally as destroyed. It was like the first two times that he had gone to games, and he's like, this is not fun. Like, I don't like this. And you're still kind of, all these years later, now he's, you know, he's no longer a kid. He's in middle school getting ready.
Yeah,
to,
like opinions are formed.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right. And he's like, I don't want to go to games. Are you sure? I know how fun that is. So they did a really good job last year at reversing some of that. But it takes enough deposits in the bank to get back to even, so to speak. And, yeah, the last couple of games there have not been very fun. Specifically the product this past week. A couple of those do some damage for sure. But I will say, and I think someone should acknowledge, and having been there, I'll be that guy, the stuff that the organization controls, non-football outfit, has gotten so much better that, this will sound funny, it feels better while you're getting your teeth kicked in now. You know,
And I know everyone will roll their eyes at that and be a jerk about it, and that's fine. Get your zings.
Well,
but it's a thing.
Making a flippant joke on that part. But the pregame ceremony was incredible, and the fact that they're honoring legends and retiring jerseys once or twice a year at home is awesome. And, you know, the fact that they've got these cool videos they've produced, and the fact that someone's banging a spear, and they do a light show, and there's, like, all this really neat stuff, that it is actually a cool place to be. It is a fun, entertaining product. And they hammered all of that out of the park, 500-foot home runs. The game itself stunk. But I think if you went, you would go, wow, that was way better than I remember. That was way more awesome than when I went 5, 7, 9 years ago. And also, the result felt very similar. Let's go to Elijah in D.C. on Grant and Danny. What's up, Elijah?
Appreciate you, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to talk about the defense, but you brought up a great point. And I've been thinking about this the other day. I was like, well, yeah, I would take wins. But I feel like last year gave the team so much access on so many levels that we can't even, you know, this may be hard for us to acknowledge as fans, that I just feel like they just didn't have any access to. And what I was hoping for this year is like, well, you liked that last year? Did you like that? Now give us an opportunity to be able to repeat that by giving us the space to get the roster how it needed to be. So it's like, I feel like we've got so, from the political, everybody was like, we're so on board that I just think we thought it was just going to work this year. And it just, things doesn't work like that. Now, moving forward to this defense, I know you got to cut me loose. I would like them to utilize guys who, how they drafted them. I know Quan Martin, now he's a safety, but when he was with Witherspoon, he was an inside a slot guy. So it's interesting to see. I would like to see them say, okay, Sanders, we're going to push you outside with Amos. So we're going to bring my man, I just said, we're going to bring him inside Quan, and we're going to have back there with Tyler Owens, and we're going to run Revo, for an example, just to see if a guy's having an opportunity to just have more comfortability. You're asking guys, now Sanders Hill is having to play inside, so he has to cover more field. He doesn't have the help of the sideline, so I just think it's a different year for him because it's a different ask.
Well, we kind of compared it to like a second rookie season for him a little bit, where he's outside, played really, really well. Now he's inside, a harder position. He's playing it a lot less well, but it feels like it's his rookie year all over again. And that's the debate without Lattimore, is do you kick him back outside and have him play on the boundary again, or do you keep him in the nickel because it's a harder job and have Jonathan Jones, who's not quite on the San Risto level, you wouldn't think, you know, play outside. They've got to figure that out. Who's your guy, by the way, if you're going to pick one defensively that you need more out of?
Luvu. The fact that you don't have double-digit sacks or aren't on pace for it has nothing to do to me with injuries, with other guys. I mean, a lot of the lack of production on that side of the ball is that. Maybe their scheme issues, et cetera. But this is a dude that I thought would be unleashed this year. I thought he'd be a wrecking ball, and I thought we would, you know, be able to say after this year he's on that borderline of some of those, not the true, you know, $30 million a year game record type guys, but kind of that next tier down, a really good version of it. Hasn't been there this year.
I'll give you a couple. And I'm actually going to go with guys that have been really good at points. Javon Kinlaw's one. When Javon Kinlaw's been playing at a really high level, and it was pretty much real early in the season, it felt like they were a different run-stuffing team, and they were just a more violent physical front. I feel like there are just times where you hear them say, oh, we got to work on our run fits, or we got to be in the right lanes, and these things that Joe Witt talks about. I think Kinlaw's a part of that. I mean, everybody is. But he's such a big guy, it's always going to be a little bit of a challenge with pad level and things. But he's got great plays. I just wish there were, you know, more of them and more consistent run-stuffing, TFL-type stuff. The days where their defense looks pretty good, Kinlaw has huge games. So I'm going to say I need a big one out of him. And then on the second level, I'll go Bobby Wagner, who is going to have limitations running. We know that. In space, if you can get him one-on-one as a coordinator, you're probably going to draw something good up for your offense. But he's got to be really sound. You know, part of the problem stopping the run is, are we in the right lane? Are we fitting things correctly? And that's got to start at the linebacking position for sure. I think his strength is stuff right at him. But off the edges, off tackle, you know, let's make sure everything that we can control is being controlled. Do your job. Don't try to do everybody else's. So those guys, good players, need to be better. Just so that, you know, they elevate the tide of everybody else around them, I think. You kind of tap into your stars for star efforts. Grant and Danny on the Fan, next on G&D. Jaden Daniels avoided a serious injury. How soon might he play again for Washington? That's the big news of the day out in Ashburn. We'll give you the deets on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.